even though I said it's a crime that don't hurt anyone, if you do get nicked for it, it ain't hurting no member of the public or anyone like that, but it will hurt your family.
So how do you manage that?
Just be careful. Make sure you're moving correct. And if it ain't moving properly, make sure you can fucking run.
How do you explain that to your missus? Because in principle, that's if you're a single man.
Yeah, but how do I explain it to her?
Yeah. The Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
Street Culture TV.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller podcast, live and direct, central London, or as central as you need to be. Choose who you want to be. You don't want to be anywhere else. God damn it, anything else ain't worth your health, your time, or your expenses.
Our sponsors, the mighty GK Nifty Heads, have a massive 100,000 play-to-earn NFTs to give away to the streets. Just hit the link in the description or go to gknifty.com and get ready for HODL Wars Summer 2024.
BMS is most definitely in the house. Hail it up, make some noise.
Oi, oi.
In the house. It's the South with a big can of paint in your mouth. We're the man of the moment, the one, the only. Would you make some noise for Sickest in the building? They are on side, I promise they're on side. How are we, my brother?
All good, bro, like...
I mean, we're not going to lie, this is our second stint, wasn't
second
it?
Second stint, little man... Didn't fuck up the first one, but you know what he done. Messed around with the speakers and shit. Made us look like we was talking to ourselves.
A real vandal. Being a true sense of the word. No, you're good.
I didn't want that one to fuck up this time, right, man. Done it last time.
For a bit of context for those of you that are just joining us, we did plan a previous episode, but we're your young boy, and who is actually one hell of a graffiti fan as well, isn't he?
He really is. He's like... Do you know what? Personally, I'd say he's my biggest fan. Like, and to be honest, most of the things I do are for him.
Like, talk to me about that.
Like, he's my son, but he loves everything graph related. Like, he looks at it, he likes it. There's been times I've gone for a coffee, like, with the missus. And then this little fucker, he's ended up raising two of the fucking Costa, like, the Starbucks bears. Like, but he took two of them. And do you know what? I was a bit like, you little shit. But then when I'm questioning him about it, he went, one's for... That's his little sister.
Oh,
so
bless
him. I was like... How the fuck can I have a go at you when you've took one for your sister and all? It's like, what the fuck do I say? Mm-hmm. And obviously, it is part of the culture. Mm. I've heard people on these podcasts before saying, racking ain't so-and-so, but raising... is part of it. Yeah, it really fucking is.
Like, at this point, I might just add, people in the audience, ends inside the plays. We got fats inside the plays. You know, we got a healthy stead of people that most certainly are on your side with this.
Do you know what I'd personally say?
Go on.
Them people that are here as well, that BMS.
Mm.
BMS
is... Best mates.
Best mate society, as gay as it sounds, yeah, but really it means big man slaps, yeah. But they are the people that
and
I was...
Baby mum shagger.
Ah, come on. But they are the people that I was seeing that got me into graph, to be honest with you. And that is where my roots originally stemmed from.
Mm.
From BMS. Like, I linked up with Fats. We started getting things done. And before you know it...
You're off to the races.
Yeah. Like, we've had some fucking good times, some crazy times, but never no bad times.
Mm.
Even when you would have thought the fucking time would have been bad, it turned out good.
I just thought of another one. Best memories, bro.
Best memories. Best there memories. You go. Like,
big it's... man sleepovers.
Big man sleepovers. Best mates. Oi, oi. You know what? You know what? And this is something I think resonates is that when you've got a crew, and we'll definitely get a crew version of this podcast on, when you've got a crew that are
definitely
genuine
the crew
mates.
I've got to come and do one, all of us.
Genuine
because
mates.
There's new school, which is G, me.
Yeah.
And then you've got old school, which are this lot. Yeah, and then yeah. You've got even older school.
Like band,
yeah?
Band, and. Oh, yeah. Right, so look, let's get into it. So you began at the humble age of.
I don't want to clarify that one, to be honest with you.
How old you were?
Giving inklings of how old I was, like...
Well, what'd you
it's
do?
A bit of a...
well, okay.
Roscoe, one,
okay,
two.
So let's go back to the mid-90s, Gifts, and then let's go into, like, what...
Mid-90s? What,
something, yeah. How did you get into graph? Where did mid-90s. It all begin? Where did it all
I
begin?
I was still in my... That's nutsack, okay. To be honest with you. A bit
so you were bombing
yeah.
You were bombing the womb. You were
bombing the womb, come out of the womb. And then, do you know what? I got into it pretty late in life, to be honest with you. Like, I got into it through someone else that was doing it. I started looking at things. They was into doing walls and stuff. And then I jumped on... Instagram, yeah, like looking at things, seeing people doing panels and stuff. And then I thought to myself, I reckon that's more of a fucking buzz rather than doing a wall. And then that's where I started. My first thing was a panel.
You having a
pose? No. Oi, you lot are gonna...
Did she get in the way of the camera if she was going past?
No, this one.
That one, okay.
Come on.
No, no. Focus. Come on, let's just focus, everybody.
Yeah, like...
One shot. Let's go.
I've got into
it. Edit that, no.
Keep it moving.
Got into it a bit late, but my first thing I done was a top to bottom.
Mm.
Yeah, like... And then from then... When I done that, there was like some rush that went through my body and made me enjoy it. And then afterwards, I went and done a wall a week later and I thought to myself, this ain't giving me what I need, as you just said.
Yeah, boring as fuck.
Boring as fuck.
Can I just... Yeah, you want...
That ain't for me.
And you ain't
giving
it up.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
like people will say, I ain't... Honestly, the greatest grapher, yeah? The reason why. I don't go and practice on walls. whether it comes out shit or good is here, not there, yeah? But all I know is it's there. And half of these people that are saying, oh, that looks shit. They've never even stepped foot on tracks.
Yeah.
It's very easy to judge from the outside of the fence.
Where does that feeling come from? Because you'll say, well, it's the buzz, it's the adrenaline. Because we're talking about real personal things that like light you up, like poof.
It lights you up. It really does. It gives you something like that. You
define it. Define what that is.
Very hard to define.
Better than a bunker.
Is it better? Is it more than drugs? Is it more than drugs?
Yeah.
It's more than drugs, but less than having your kids.
Because a lot of people would ask the question, is like, a lot of people who ain't in the scene could quite easily go, yeah, but the after effects is like the come down and we see the thing.
But what after effects is there? It's a crime that does not hurt anyone. It doesn't. So all of this bullshit, like, oh, we've got to take a train out of service. No. Why? What? Because there's a little bit of graffiti on it. It does not affect that train. When I was on my way over here today, for an example, the Northern Line, there was a train sensor bit that just kept buzzing the whole fucking way. And I was thinking,
there's a waste of money right there.
Surely this should be out of service. Like, but no.
I get your running. Principles. I get your core principles. It's like, why would you take something out of service that is technically running fine?
And
I get it. And I think that's a bigger argument, I think so.
It is. And you see advertisements all over the underground, all over the southeasterns, all over the southwesterns. You see advertisements everywhere. But the difference is they're multi-million pound companies. We're just us, a collective of people. But that's illegal. But why? As I said last time, but little man fucked up the mics, fucked everything up.
He was like Tasmanian Devil just spinning around.
He was crazy, typical bait mover, like future bait mover.
And he was the best. Big up, little Frank.
He really is. But as I said before, you take him down to a legal wall, you get all these yuppie cunts that look at you as if to say, ooh, you've got your kid at a wall where there's spray paint. But then you'll take your yuppie kid up to the fucking Tate Modern to look at graph in there. The difference is graph on panels, walls.
That's your exhibition space.
Streets.
That's like your exhibition space.
Yes. That's ours.
So that's your Tate. That's your
Saatchi.
That's so sick.
Yeah, that's our Tate.
Do you think that gets
it.
Overlooked?
It does get overlooked. A lot of people look down on the situation if they ain't from the culture. Mm. But then a lot of people from the culture understand it. Mm. That you've got kids. Sometimes you have to bring them
in.
Along with you and bring them in. And you know what? It ain't a bad thing to show them.
Let me stick on this subject for a quick bit, because I know there's a lot of mileage in this with regards to your boy, your family environment. How do you balance the extremes in which you go through in graph and still hold together a family unit? Because that would be the biggest question I think anybody...
It's...
With a sane mind in the Joe public would be like, well, this is all well and good, but how do you do it?
At times, you can use it to your advantage. I'm joking. The missus will kill me about this. Yeah. So I'm going to take him out to do a bit of whatever. But really, he wants to go out and see tubes or trains. He don't mind sitting there benching a runner with you as long as he sees it.
It's only
and he's
3 years old.
3 years old, but he loves it. And do you know what? Like, I've got pictures of him on my phone where he's having a go in the house because he's got the TV playing the No Crybabies videos, the RPS vids, And then he's got it on his tablet as well, and he's like watching it, but then he wants his sister's tablet as well to start playing another one. Like,
that's some madness, man, that's crazy.
He loves it, but then you've, as you said, the balance of it all, you've got to, because you've got a family, you've got this, but the thing is, what you have to realise is there is a lot of online. Even though I said it's a crime that don't hurt anyone, if you do get nicked for it, it ain't hurting no member of the public or anyone like that, but it will hurt your family.
So how do you manage that? How do you manage that?
Just be careful. Make sure you're moving correct. And if it ain't moving properly, make sure you can fucking run.
How do you explain that to your missus? Because in principle, that's good if you're a single man.
How do I explain it to her?
Yeah.
It's something I enjoy doing. What would you rather me do? sit in a pub all night getting bang on the sesh, or
and and
go or go and paint and
yeah yeah
no
yeah.
I'll be home later.
2 days later.
That was the old time.
Two days later.
2 days later. And then...
Jesus goes out on a Friday and comes back on the Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. It is Easter Friday, isn't it?
Right, yeah, it's true.
It's Good Friday.
every day...
I ain't going to do what Jesus does.
One thing that I totally admire is the girlfriends and missuses out there that really do tolerate a lot. I mean, especially when, you know, dealing with, like you say, all hours of the morning, to have somebody that actually kind of gets it and knows that actually in the world, way worse things.
The thing that stresses her is, before I had children, it didn't bother her too tough about it.
Mm.
But since I've had children, it worries her. Because obviously, at times, you're risking your life. You could get...
Yeah, yeah,
hit by a train. There was one time I was rolling with Fats.
We got Fats.
Yeah,
we got Fats in the building.
Nearly got into a spot, and then I had to pull him back quickly. He was like, "What's going on here?" Yeah, because he didn't know what was going on. This is before he got his sobriety and all of that, which
respect.
I
that.
Fucking love yeah. the geezer for. I pulled him back. But it was the Thames link was coming through. Sean nearly wiped him out, pulled him back. And they're the little things that you realise that could be your life gone just instant.
You must be really close to that most times, though.
No.
Two steps away.
I don't risk my life.
Really?
I'd rather a camera record me rather than a driver seeing me getting ploughed all across the fucking tracks. Do you get what I mean?
We'll talk.
That you can turn back, get away from. The other you can't.
Have you had any other near misses, things that, you know what I mean, that kind of resonate? Like, you know, give you a level of kind of anxiety when you think about it.
Anxiety? Near misses? We went to one yard and then things sort of fucked up at that place, yeah, because someone turned up that weren't meant to be there. We've all looked and gone, rah, what the fuck's going on here? Next thing you know, I've heard stones just... It was Fat sliding along the fucking ground, but along the rail at the same time, yeah? But listen, ratings to him, he never gave up the mission, yeah? Burnt all of his fucking leg, yeah? Looked a bit gnarly, but I just kept going to him, you're all right. We could defo go do the next one. But I was thinking, if that was me, I'd have half been like, I want to go home now, yeah? And so we drove up to the next mission. It was a nice mission, nice little spot where no one should have fucking seen us. We've pulled up. All clipped on the masks quickly, like pulled them down, started walking. All I've heard, armed police, stay where the fuck you are.
What?
I've looked at Fats, he's looked at me, I thought, I've got a packet in my pocket. I don't want to lose that, yeah? I'm like, just run zigzag, 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 they can't shoot. Next thing you know, we've realised one of our pals that we was with, he got caught by the police, yeah? But nothing happened to him because it's armed police.
Yeah, that's quite extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, they weren't on us, but me and him, we've gone jumping over railway
lines. Here are police. You're
doing tutus. He's ended up on the edge of a fucking motorway bit, everything. It was crazy, but... It didn't have to be crazy, but at the moment in time, it did fucking have to be crazy just...
So what happened in the end?
They
just took the keys off of the driver, said you've had one too many to drink, come back in the morning, collect the keys.
That's it?
That is it. Left us with all the paint, everything, right next to the fucking yard.
Yeah.
We could have painted it still, but we thought it ain't worth it.
Nah.
My death situations ain't bad. Like, never rolling with fats, it did show me the sides that you could nearly fucking die, to be honest with you.
This, yeah, but you kind of got to have a mentor.
Yes, a mentor. But who was mentoring who? He was showing me things. Nah, he is a geezer. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, all right, listen, but the other time, we went to go paint another yard. I was like to him, bro, was open everywhere. Every fence was snipped. They even gave up this much that they started fucking just tying the fences together with rope.
Huh?
Yeah, literally. Would you agree? Tying it with rope, cable ties, like plastic ones, not even metal ones, they gave up. I thought, this is going to be a smash for us. We've climbed up, walked along the tracks, laid down. I've walked up one side of the carriage, looked all through the driver's windows. I've gone to him. We're good. We're ready to go. He's got the paint in his hand. I've started grabbing mine out. We've walked up to the carriage. Next thing you've seen, boom, flashlight. This geezer has fucking jumped off the side, done the Usain Bolt. I'm like, what the fuck has happened here? Next thing you know, he's gone to jump the fence, fallen head first, hit all of his shoulders up against this staircase, but it's off the height of like a railway sort of bridge, yeah? Like, a bit lower, but not a full extent, like, boom, all the way down, yeah?
Yeah.
Fallen down on the stairs. I'm thinking, bro, you're dead, ain't ya? Yeah. Jumped over him. This cunt has bounced back up. Still like managed to get away. Yeah, Terminator. I thought the Terminator was chasing us along tracks. No, that was not the Terminator. He was the Terminator. The way he bounced back up and went, I'll be back. And we went and got painted Saint straight afterwards.
Really?
Yes. The geezer is a fucking soldier.
Soldier.
Soldier, soldier. Yeah.
Good stock, innit, BMS?
Yeah, like, what do you think of South personally, then?
I love South. My clocks go backwards, but I do love South.
Aye. South is the way forward.
Yeah, that's right, all day.
If you've noticed...
South's lucky we ain't got tubes, that's all I'm saying.
South's lucky ain't got tubes, I'll go with that.
We sort of have, but they... I don't really class them as
I love South. I grew up in Crawley all the time. I think for a lot of people, it's like, it's a whole different... Like you say, there's no tubes, like...
Morden. You've got Morden.
Yeah, of course, Streatham.
But then that's... Streatham ain't tubeless, no. Southerns. Mm. But you've got Morden, but that's far, far right, if
Rain,
you get
Rains
one,
Park.
Sam.
Oh, Swanley's for hardcore,
South. Wandsworth.
Shut up, bro. Wandsworth. Wandsworth, I was in there for a little thing that happened that weren't even my fault, to be honest with you. Probably heard that a million and one times.
Yeah, we can count them on the podcast for
weren't my fault. I was somewhere, a situation happened. I've tried to remove myself from the situation. The person wouldn't let me remove myself from it. Then I ended up getting angry and then they cried victim.
Right, yeah, that'll happen.
Which ain't nice.
Brother, what's the future for you?
The future for me?
Yeah. Let me sign this out for you. Yeah, what's the future?
I'll go to work. Yeah.
Mm.
Got a missus who's lovely. Got two wonderful children. I do what I do. Enjoy painting. But what's the future got for me? It's got my children.
Mm.
Yeah, like, it's got my children and Graf's there. Like, but not gonna lie, Graf will always be there, but you can always take a little step back from it.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah, you can live with it. Ebbs and flows. Ebbs and flows.
Like, whereas you get these people that come here, thought, oh, Graf's life. But then these fuckers don't do half of the shit that's meant to be part of Graf's. Like, they've smacked it, but what I don't agree with as well, what I'm going to say to you, is people that paint panels think they're kings, but they change their name on every single panel. I don't see where the fucking rating is in that. I really don't. Because what? You ain't actually getting your name up. You're telling people, yeah, I've done that, but I wrote something else. Fuck that. Write your name. That is what Graf's about. Jeez, they talk about Graf this, Graf that, but no. Changing your name each time is a bitch move.
There's another one there, bitch moves.
Bitch moves.
It's about, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been in tune to Sickness in the Building. Don't you so much? Yeah, probably. Oh. Done, bro. You got more?
I was just getting started, to be honest with you. Yeah.
We got a whole queue. This place is about to go down. BMS is deafened in the building. And brother,
yeah,
an absolute pleasure having you on.
Pleasure coming back after little man terrorised our last situation.
Listen, on the real, you're solid. You're a good man.
Same as you. Nothing but the best for you. Are you going to put a little beatbox to the end of this, no? BMS.
BMS.
Yo, Killer Keller, that's the first time I've been asked for. Listen, Killer Keller podcast, Outlaw Aims Out of Fashion, BMS, stuff in the building. Sickness.
No, one sec.
Go on.
Big up paint box.
Hold tight paint box.
Go and get your paint from there. Mm. Yeah, listen, you'll get dealt with by the realist. RPS.
Yes.
And BMS.
Yeah.
Listen, that's all that matters.
Yes, man.
If you don't know about none of them things,
then you're in the wrong neighbourhood.
You're in the wrong neighbourhood.
Killer Keller podcast, Outlaw Aims Out of Fashion, don't talk to him, I wouldn't. Yeah. Stay lucky, people. Right.
And if you see Mad F, big him up.